Good, thanks, Andrew. Going well, thanks.
So we've heard that the checks and permits are now even tougher to acquire. What does this mean at the moment for your race club? And given yourself, you live in New South Wales on the New South Wales side, you manage Wodonga, they have a meeting this weekend. So what has happened in terms of the even tighter restrictions, or if anything impacts you and racing?
Yeah, things have changed a little bit. One of the things that did happen recently is they made the bubble, the border bubble, a little bit smaller. So Wagga's now outside the bubble, where before it was inside. There's also a couple of other LGAs up this way as well that are now outside. So it has made things a little bit tougher. And the other thing that's just happened now is they've introduced a permit system again. So from midnight tomorrow night, anyone within the border bubble here, like myself that lives on the New South Wales side, to travel into Victoria to get across to Wodonga, you've now got to have a permit. So, yeah, it's made things a little bit tougher. We've seen a bit more police presence on the borders now, stopping people and checking permits and things, checking licences. So, yeah, it's sort of a bit of an inconvenience again. But, I mean, the good news is, we've been able to continue racing, which is good.
So what does it mean for New South Wales horses, floats, trainers, staff? Is there a huge difference for a horse coming on a float from the bubble region as opposed to someone driving from almost Sydney? Surely that wouldn't take place. What happens there?
Yeah, so the thing with the, I think for the people inside the bubble, it's still not too bad. The only thing that is restricted at the moment is if you travel outside the bubble, you can't come to Victorian Racecourse. So for those people that are on the border here, so for, you know, Wodonga trainers and I think Albury trainers, same. You can come to Wodonga and you can go to Albury, but if you do, I think for our trainers, if they go into New South Wales at all, they can't attend a Victorian racecourse outside the bubble. So if a Wodonga trainer goes to a race meeting at Albury, they can still come to Wodonga, Wangaratta, Echuca, anywhere along the border, but they can't go to a Victorian racecourse outside the bubble. So it has made things a bit trickier for them, for those trainers that are looking to take horses down to Melbourne. It just means they've got to be careful and make sure they don't go to New South Wales first. Otherwise, they've got to go through a bit of a process with testing and showing negative results before they can go down there.
Again, maybe naively, but those of us here in Melbourne listening to your chat here, they'd be more worried about the trainer or staff member, the float driver that comes from New South Wales. It's all a trust-based system, I guess, that comes to your racetrack, and then sadly maybe a case evolves with contact to others that are there from Victorian side of the border. Or have you taken measures to even make it tighter and restrictive into once they're at your racetrack and they're putting the horses in the stalls and so on, is that even more restrictive so you try and eliminate the chances of that happening?
Yeah, look, it is, and we're seeing now in New South Wales, this virus is sort of spreading out to some of the country areas, so it is a real worry. So, you know, obviously Racing Victoria have been, you know, really strict on the protocols right from day one, and rightly so, and, you know, they're doing everything they can to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and our clubs and obviously all of the participants. So, yeah, look, again, I've said this quite a few times when I've been on the show, but we've, you know, I take my hat off to Racing Victoria for the job they've done in keeping us racing. And, you know, the protocols at times are a bit tough and it can be a bit restrictive, but we all understand why. So, you know, I don't think anyone here's got any real issues with the restrictions. We just do what we've got to do and we all just adapt like we have all along.
Again, I don't want to get political and different jurisdictions and their decisions. Of course, when Victoria had the 600, 700, 800 case days and we had the situation where Racing New South Wales said no one from Victoria could step foot on a New South Wales race club and so on, and we've had that, even though things in New South Wales look to be totally out of hand in the Sydney region, right now, for now, we haven't got to that point where you're stopped or people are stopped, vice versa.
Yeah, exactly, and hopefully it won't get to that stage again. It was pretty tough here at probably this time last year when they had the hard border closure, and you know, people like myself and Gary over at Echuca, you know, weren't allowed to go to work, but things aren't at that stage at the moment. Hopefully they won't get back to that stage. So, yeah, as I said, we've just got to keep doing everything we can to protect the industry and protect everyone involved, and, yeah, we'll just follow the rules and hope things get better fairly quickly.
Hoping, because some might say it's only a matter of time, and I don't want to be the devil's advocate, but if things do get worse down the track, what do you think the contingencies involved? Do they involve Wodonga and Echuca meeting solely with Victorian horses, or would it get to the stage where, as a club, we wouldn't see racing that close to the border? What do you think are some of the things being thought about down the track?
Oh, well, let's hope it doesn't get to that stage, Andrew. But I think at the moment, you know, the rules in place at the moment where, you know, this Saturday, our race meeting Wodonga will be crowd-free, which is a real shame. But I think that's always the first step, is just trying to, you know, continue racing without crowds if we have to. And down the track, hopefully it won't get to that stage. I just hope that, you know, people are out there getting vaccinated, and hopefully we can knock this thing over fairly soon, because it's obviously making it difficult for everyone. We're in the process of planning for our cup at the end of November, and it's, you know, making things really difficult for us to plan, because we just don't know what this is going to look like. But as I said before, all we can do is keep following the rules and hope everyone keeps doing the right thing.
So when you leave on Saturday to drive to the Wodonga Race Club from your home in New South Wales, will you have to allow 3 hours to get past the checkpoint, or is it still an easier process for regulars like yourself?
Yeah, no, it's not too bad at the moment. There's not a hard border closure at the moment. So, you know, back when it was in place last year, it was difficult. It usually took between an hour and a half for me to get home from Wodonga to Albury. At the moment, they're just doing random checks, so they're not stopping every car. So, yeah, so we've had to, I've had to get on and get a permit today. Because from tomorrow night, we'll need that. And yeah, all it is at the moment is random checks. So as I went across this morning, I got pulled over today. The previous days I hadn't. So it's a bit of a lucky draw. You might get pulled over and you might not, but it's not taking too long at the moment. So hopefully it'll stay that way.
Again, don't take this the wrong way, but there'd be people listening here in Melbourne that would say, still only random checks. I know the people in the bubble and yourself, you have a life to live, a race club to run, and the people up there are almost one of the same, just separated by, of course, a different state border. But again, people listening here in Melbourne, some might say, oh, gee, still random checks only.
Yeah, and I'm a bit the same. I don't really agree with it myself either. I think, you know, it probably should be a bit tougher. Seems a bit strange that you've got to get a permit, but then it might not actually get looked at by anyone. And I think with just, you know, some news in the media about people doing the wrong thing and travelling long distances when they shouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised if it does become a hard border. And maybe that's the right thing to do. I'm not sure.
Good luck with your meeting this week. I haven't looked ahead. What else is on the cards for you over the coming weeks and months at Wodonga?
So our next meeting after this one's on Monday the 6th of September, and then we get into our two biggest meetings, which is Caulfield Cup Day and then the Wodonga Cup at the end of November. So they're our two main events. So hopefully by that stage things will be back to normal. We've got everything crossed that everything will be fine by then. So, yeah, we've got a bit coming up, which will be pretty exciting.
The other managers I've spoken to, as I do each week, are selling on the basis there'll be crowds. That's just what you have to do. Are you doing that at the moment, or are you just holding off just a fraction?
Yeah, we are. At this stage, we've got approval to have 7,500 people on Cup Day. Obviously, that could change between now and then, but we have received that approval. So at this stage, we're planning for a crowd of at least 7,500. Hopefully, it'll open up even more by that stage. But all we can really do is just, go along and keep planning as if things are going to be back to normal. And if they change between now and then, as I said before, we'll just adapt like we have, for the last 18 months.
Always good to chat to you. It's always interesting to hear what's happening up there. Good luck with your meeting on the weekend, and thanks for taking the call, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Anytime.